AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. 5 days after a Russian jetliner broke apart high above the Sinai, Russia and Egypt dismissed Western suggestions that a terrorist bomb may have caused the crash that killed 224 people, calling the speculation a rush to judgment. President Obama was asked about it by KIRO Radio's Dave Ross, saying the U.S. has not ruled out terrorism.
We're going to spend a lot of time just making sure that our own investigators and our own intelligence community figures out exactly what's going on before we make any definitive pronouncements. But it is certainly possible that there was a bomb.
Chris Christie and Mike Huckabee will not be on the main stage at next week's GOP presidential debate. Because of their poll numbers, they've been relegated to the undercard. Debate sponsor Fox Business Network also announced that George Pataki and Lindsey Graham have been cut from the lineup altogether. Ben Carson is standing by his view that Egypt's pyramids were probably built by the biblical patriarch Joseph to store grain in case of famine, not as tombs for pharaohs.
Carson says he believes in the Bible, but
the secular progressives try to ridicule it anytime it comes up.
Ken Ham of Answers in Genesis believes the Bible too, but says it's clear that
the pyramids were built as tombs,
not granaries, and
probably the bulk of the pyramids would have been built before Joseph's time anyway.
A spokesman for Carson's Seventh-day Adventist Church says the church believes the biblical story of Joseph, but spokesman Daniel Weber says he's never heard the idea that pyramids were storehouses of grain. That, he suggests, is Carson's own interpretation. I'm Steve Coleman.
A detective says before an Illinois police officer staged his suicide, he tried to find a hitman to kill a village administrator he feared would expose him as a thief. Administrator Ann Marin finds it unsettling.
It's been very scary. It's been surreal.
This is AP Radio News. According to his lawyer, the man who flew a gyrocopter through some of America's most restricted airspace before landing outside the U.S. Capitol earlier this year will plead guilty to a felony in connection with the incident. He says Douglas Hughes faces 3 years in prison. New toys are being added to the Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York.
The class of 2015 includes the traditional puppet, the Super Soaker, and Twister.
Left hand red.
Left hand red.
Left.
Right.
Yellow.
Blue.
Green.
Yeah, Twister.
Twister makes the players the game pieces. Sears Roebuck determined Twister was too racy for its 1966 catalog. Milton Bradley canceled production for a while, but Johnny Carson played Twister on The Tonight Show, and sales boomed. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Cincinnati Bengals stay undefeated. They're 8-0 for the season after beating Cleveland 31-10 Thursday night. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.